The Adventures of Red Rider. Out of the West comes America's famous fighting cowboy.
Well, Red, you too, Desert. This here sure looks like it might be a white Christmas.
It does at that, Buckskin, much as I hate to agree with you. But this time of the year, when folks are feeling all friendly and neighborly, why...
Good night. See what's happening? Someone's trying to raid that freight wagon, bringing all the Christmas presents in from Junction City. Let's get that buzzard fast. Out there, boy.
On, those
boys. Go. On.
Well, there's no doubt of two things. Our Red Rider story has something to do with Christmas, and on top of that, it's not all easy sledding for the big red-headed cowboy. And now, because this is a special Christmas story, the bakers of Langendorf Bread want you to enjoy every single moment of it without any interruption. I'm not even supposed to take time to talk about their bread tonight. So, for the next 24 minutes, just sit back and enjoy a fine, fast-moving Red Rider Christmas story with the compliments of the bakers of Langendorf Bread, America's finest. And heartwarming story of the West that lives forever. With Christmas Eve just a matter of hours away, Red Rider, Buckskin, and Red's aunt, the Duchess, are at Painted Valley working feverishly over last-minute Christmas lists while Little Beaver is just leaving school for the Yuletide holiday.
Have a wonderful Christmas, children, and I'll see you all back here at school again right after the new year.
Thank you, Beaver.
Hi, Little Beaver. We do hope you had just a wonderful Christmas, don't we, Timmy?
You bet we do, Susie.
Merry Christmas to you, Susie and Timmy. And me wishing you'd be sure you'd have a good Christmas.
We will, Little Beaver. So it won't be like last year when our mom and pop were alive.
Folks have been nice to us, awful nice. We don't care if we don't get presents.
Christmas isn't just for presents.
Christmas is... Well, Christmas is what's inside you.
Sure. When our folks were alive, we got plenty, Little Beaver. Sue and me don't need presents.
Well... Maybe you can come over to Peanut Valley and see our tree.
Me let him know.
Bye, Little Beaver.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen, and Peanut Valley.
Hit him still, Pat. Now we've got to get him home to Red Rider. Get him up, Pat. Get.
Come on, Duchess. What would you like for Christmas?
Oh, doggone it, Red. I don't want you spending any money on me. Maybe I'm getting kind of old, but... Well, just having you around and being the kind of man you are, well, that's Christmas present enough for me. 365 days a year.
Well, tinsel's to torch, Red. The old gals are getting soft in her old age.
Old age? Why, you ball, bean, barnacle, buffalo-faced, slither, and booby. The best Christmas present you can give me is to retire to the old cowboy's home.
Now, what would an old cowboy want with Buckskin?
Well, now... Looks like Little Beaver's coming home from school at last.
Yep, and he sure looks... Well, I've a dog. He don't nother.
Don't what?
Don't look happy, that's what.
Well, that's funny. Youngster does look unhappy. Well, we'll soon be finding out the why's and wherefores.
Hi, Red Rider. Morning, Duchess.
Hey, I'm here too, you know.
Howdy, Buckskin.
Well, now, that there's better. Now, young fella, we all would like...
Excuse me, Buckskin. Red Rider, you getting me Christmas presents yet?
Well, why? What difference does it make if we've gotten your presents yet?
Maybe there's something the child's like, Red. Now, is that it, Little Beaver?
Yes, that's right. If you don't buy him presents already, you know what me want. Me want him to give you to give me the money.
Now, hold on there, son. Give you the money? What's the idea of that?
You asking me what me want him and me telling you. You don't want him to do it? That be him up to you. Me sorry, Red Rider. Me just telling the truth. See him later, maybe.
Well, money for Christmas.
Now, sir, when I was top deputy to Wild Bill Hickok, I got to learn a lot about engines, and I'm telling you that there ain't no way of rightly figuring them out sometimes, and this year is one of the times.
Well, he's not going to get the money, I'll tell you that.
No, and he's not going to get any presents neither if we don't saddle up a couple of horses and get in the devil's hole.
Come on, then. Let's get our horses out of the barn and head for town. There's nobody around here is going to have enough Christmas to put in your eye.
Sure nice weather for... Red, is that three people down there hoofing it for town?
Where does... Oh, yeah, I see him now. Well, you know who that is? The Lockhart children and Weary Wilson.
The Lockhart youngins? You mean them are two orphans, Red? Susie and Tim?
I don't for a minute like the idea of them being with Weary Wilson either. The town's no good and loafer.
Now, Red, that don't sound like you picking on a man just because he's out of work.
Out of work, my eye. Weary Wilson's out of work because he won't work.
Oh, he does odd jobs, Red. I've seen him.
Sure, he does odd jobs. And the minute he gets four bits in his pocket, he quits until that's used up. He's no company for two nice youngsters like the Lockhart children.
Well, Red, it ain't as if their mom and pop were alive.
Never use your own expression, Duchess. Oh, fatal stakes. Let's let it go. It's too close to Christmas to get my back up over anything. Come on, let's shake up these Mustangs and get into Josh Wentworth's store. Well, doggone it, Josh. Haven't you even got a bobsled?
Red, I ain't got nothing more left for Christmas than some puppy biscuits and a half a dozen marbles. Never did see so much stuff sold so fast as this year. Oh, I got things for grown folks, but toys and kids' presents sold out. And I won't get no more until the order I telegraph for comes in late this afternoon.
Yeah, it comes in. And comes in on what and how, Josh?
Well, you see, I telegraphed over to Junction City, and the wholesale house there has sent me a whole shipment over on a freight wagon. Yes, sir, and a nice shipment, too. Just about everything a girl or a boy would want.
Well, Josh, in that case, why don't we give you our order? You can put the things aside when the freighter arrives, and we'll come in tomorrow bright and early and pick them up.
Good idea, Red. That way you'll be sure of having what you want. Well, wait till I get me a pencil.
Sure wish I could figure out what's happened to little Beaver all of a sudden. Well, look who just came in. Weary Wilson.
Well, oh, I shouldn't worry come in. Maybe he's buying his Christmas present here, too.
Buying with what? I'd like to know.
Oh, I got my pencil now, so let's have it. Oh, howdy, Weary. I'll be with you in a minute. Just as soon as I take an order from Red.
It's all right, Josh. Hello, folks.
Hi, Weary. Well, Josh, let's get that list down, huh?
Oh, I want a nice bobsled for the youngster. One of them flexible kind, Josh.
And put me down for a baseball's catcher's mitt and a regular lead bat.
Okay, Buckskip. Anything else?
Well, I guess some marbles and tops for spring, when it gets here.
Marbles and tops.
And I want a knife about the button size, Josh, and a crayon set and some books that he can color.
Oh, and don't forget that toy train he's been wanting.
You folks might just as well take the whole freight wagon at this rate. Find me out, it looks like.
Freight wagon? What freight wagon?
Well, Josh is all out of toys for kids' presents. But he's got a load of new things coming in on the freight wagon.
Oh. Like he says, there won't be much left for no one else the way you're ordering things.
Well, Weary, wouldn't you say that's our business?
Lots of kids around here could use some of them things you're ordering. Except they ain't going to get any.
Shucking. Is that true every place, my friend?
Just the same, I don't see why one little youngster's got to get so many.
What's stopping you from rectifying these injustices you're talking about by going to work and earning enough money to buy some yourself?
No.
I work, Ryder. Work lots, I do.
Well, maybe you do, Weary. But that's your business, just as this is ours.
What do you mean, maybe I do? I work. I work plenty.
Will you get that chip off your shoulder? After all, this is Christmas, you know.
Yeah, fine Christmas. You rich folks buying everything just for one kid.
Doggone it, Weary. Are you going to lay off now?
I don't see you offering me no job.
No? Well, if you really work and not quit after you've got a dollar under your belt, you can come out to Painted Valley and start today.
Be hearted, ain't you? Let me tell you something, Mr. Ryder. I wouldn't work for you. I don't want to work for you, and I ain't going to work for you.
Keep talk to Caterwauling. Why not? Red offered you a job, didn't he?
Oh, sure. Sure he offered me a job. Just so he can try and butt into my business just like he does everyone else's.
Doggone you, you lazy, good-for-nothing grubline rider. Take that back and take it back right now.
Red, now don't go starting no trouble in here.
Duchess, this is no trouble at all.
You're going to let me go, Ryder? All right, then.
Ryder, you're going to be sorry for knocking me down.
Am I, Weary?
Here, let me help you up.
I'm just sorry you made me hit you.
You got no business saying I won't work.
Look, fella, why not prove I'm wrong by going to work?
Why, sure. That is, if you don't up and quit third day, you're there.
Well, how about it, Weary? Want to come out to Painted Valley? Should we have another bunk made up?
Can I come out after Christmas? Oh, for Pete's sake, is that the way to act after a person offers you a job?
Never mind, Josh. Let it go. Come on, Duchess. Buckskin.
As soon as that freighter gets to town, Red, I'll unpack the stuff and have all your things in a great big box waiting for you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks to you, Red. Thanks for the business.
And Tommy Hawk, the TP's Weary, you better get out to Painted Valley and
take
this.
No, come on, Buckskin. Weary's old enough to make up his own mind.
Bye, everyone, and the best darn Christmas ever.
Now, I sure hope that Weary Wilson shows up and reports for work tomorrow.
Always the optimist, aren't you, Buckskin? You expect that Weary's going to turn over a new...
Carnation Red, now what?
You see what I see? Over there by the hitch rail.
Over the... Well, chop me down and call me Stompy. Little Beaver. Yeah, I thought we left him back home. Did you know what he's doing here in town?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
And that's what I'm going to find out.
Hey, son. Little Beaver. Come here.
He sees us, Red.
He sure does, and he looks like a kid what's been clutched in the jam closet.
Come on, shake it up, Button.
Howdy, Harry Jackson. What do you think of me finding you in town?
What's the idea of coming to town yourself, son?
Me just want him... Or me think of...
Yes, you just wanted. What?
You going to give me money for Christmas?
No, we're not, and what's more, I don't want my question answered with another question. Understand?
Well... Meet someone to Devil's Hole to... Oh, look, Red Rider, there be him, Sue and Timmy Lockhart.
We seen the Lockhart children with Weary Wilson when he was riding to town. But now you ain't answered your Uncle Red yet about what you're doing here.
Okay. Me tell him you.
Well, thanks.
Me want to see him about Christmas presents.
Now, look here, Little Beaver. Any Christmas presents you get, we'll do the picking out. And what's more, we'll...
Heavens to Betsy, Red. Stop climbing the youngster's frame. Now, did it ever occur to you that maybe he wanted to get a Christmas present himself and he could give to you?
Oh, I'll be doggone. Sure, of course. Well, son, I'm as sorry can be. Forgive me.
And me, too.
Me no come to get him new presents.
Oh? Well, then why did you come to town?
Oh, for goodness sake, Red. Can't you see? He don't want to tell you he come to town to buy you something. Now, give the child a little privacy, won't you?
Yeah, Duchess, you're right. And I do. I apologize all over again. Just the same, son, we're heading for home, and we're taking you with us.
Okay. First, me say him goodbye to Sue and Timmy, and then get him Papoose. Meet him down the street where your horse is tied up.
You know something, folks? If this wind changes about, we're apt to have a real white Christmas.
Sure love white Christmases. Nothing like seeing the snow on the trees and the white on the ground to make a fella realize what Christmas stands for.
All of a sudden now, Buckskin, the philosopher.
Philosopher, nothing, Duchess. He's just in his second childhood. What would oo like Santa Claus to bring oo, baby blotches?
Sure, I'll tell you. I ain't proud, boyfriend.
Well, tell me.
Well, what I'd like is one of them mouth organs.
Mouth organs? What be a mouth organ?
Oh, mouth organ's another name for harmonica, son.
Yes, siree. Sure admire to have me a harmonica. I'm a-getting real musical in my old... Oh, that is my middle age.
Well, you just write a note to Santa Claus. That's providing that you can write, and you tell him all about it. Mouth organ, big kid. That's what you are.
Well, Duchess, I guess we'd all be better off if... Oh, hello. What's that coming over the hill toward us?
Look at my big freight wagon, Red Rider.
Freight wagon? So, go on, Red. I bet you that there's a freighter that's bringing all of my Christmas things from Junction City that Josh Wentworth ordered.
Christmas things? What you mean?
Well, Josh got himself sold out, Little Beaver, and he had to order more stock for his store for presents for folks to buy.
You mean things like dolls and toys?
Dolls? Now, that's a fine question for a boy to be asking.
Cupid's a cuddling, Red. You think our half-fine friend here has gone and got himself into love?
Me not in love. Me
not. Cats, look, will you? Someone's trying to hold up that freight wagon.
Why, the sheep stealing vomit? Come on, Red. Let's get that buzzer.
Move there, sister.
All right, out there, fella. Turn up the dust. Come on, thunder.
Come on.
turn here. Pick up that crook's trail.
Well,
what are you stopping for?
Me losing trail.
Oh, lost the trail? Why, even without my glasses, I can see sign here like the palm of my hand.
If you see trail, you follow him. Me no can see him.
Well, I'll be hamstrung. Even I can see where he went. Come on, let's get back after him.
No. Now, hold it, old-timer.
Huh? Well, don't you want to catch that there parsimonious, persnickety polecat?
Yeah, I did, but looks like little Beaver changed my plans. Anyhow, with the start he's now got, we'd probably never find him in those rocks.
Red, of course we didn't see the maverick close up. But now, wasn't there something about him that looked, well, just a mite familiar?
Well, he sure enough was wearing a Mackinaw.
Why cry over spilled milk? Besides, if we're going to get home, let's get there.
Mary Wilson. That's who it looked like.
Now, Justice, will you stop trying to play Sherlock Holmes and turn that pony around? The freight wagon's safe now. If we don't get home, we'll never get to Josh's tomorrow to pick up our packages for Christmas.
Oh, Red Rider, if you don't beat all get out and stubborn, I've never seen the likes of you.
Duchess, it's just 8 hours till Christmas Eve. Don't you think you could lay off me just for tonight?
But lollipops to lozenges, Red. Why hide all the presents we just lugged home from Josh's store down in the barn? Tell us that. Now, that's all we want to know.
I did try to explain, but you both were so busy arguing with me, you wouldn't listen.
If you mean that silly excuse you gave us about not wanting Little Beaver to find his presents before we got them put in his stocking tonight, I'm telling you right to your freckle face, it is ridiculous.
Sure is. Has Little Beaver ever tried to snoop in his presence before? No, of course not.
Well, tell me this. Has Little Beaver ever deliberately stopped trailing someone before, like he did yesterday after that one-man raid in the freight wagon? Never. I'm telling you, there's something wrong or different about that youngster this year.
Well, but that still don't give you no reason to hide all the presents down to the barn, Red.
Well, if you ask me, and I know you didn't, this year hiding the presents has got a lot more in it than you're letting on, Mr. Ryder, if you ask me.
All right. All right, I'll admit it. I didn't want you to find out I'd bought you a harmonica, Buckskin.
Bought me a That's got nothing to do with Little Beaver.
Oh, Red, for pity's sake, what's come over you this Christmas?
Well, I guess I'll have no peace without telling you, so here goes. Remember yesterday, Duchess, when you started to say the fellow who tried to raid the freight wagon was dressed like Weary Wilson?
Yeah, but...
All right, you just thought it was Weary. I'm sure it was.
So?
So, in my own peculiar way, I've put two and two together, and I've got a feeling that after the way Weary acted in town yesterday, plus trying to stick up the wagon full of Christmas stuff, that knowing how much we ordered, he just might come out here and try to help himself to it.
Well, Red, all I can say is I'm surprised at you. Just plain, ordinary, everyday surprise.
My beloved aunt, surprised or not, that's the end of my story, or it...
Billy, the kid, the bushwhackers, what's that?
While you weren't looking, I set up a shotgun trap in the barn door. Come on.
Red, what are we running for?
To try and catch the crook who'd break in to steal Christmas presents. Undoubtedly Weary.
Hey, Red, look at it. Just running around the back of the barn. Three youngsters.
Youngsters?
It sure is. Little Beaver, you stop right where you are.
Well, I'll be hogtied. It is Little Beaver.
Little Beaver and them there two Lockhart youngs. Timmy and his sister.
Little Beaver, come here. Young man, did you hear me?
Me hear you, Red Rider. Me come him. And you pull him dirty trick, put him shotgun on barn door.
I pulled a dirty trick.
Little Beaver, now tell the truth. What were you doing trying to get into the barn,
Me no tell him. Well, I'll tell if he won't.
No, Timmy, no see him nothing.
Little Beaver, we've got to tell the truth.
Well, it's time someone did, and if our youngster won't, you Lockhart youngsters go right ahead.
Well, Little Beaver told us that...
Now, hold it, Timmy.
What's wrong, Red?
Over there by those aspens. Isn't that Weary Wilson trying to sneak away?
Grave, it's a goose. It sure is, Weary.
So that's what you were trying to do, Little Beaver. Help Weary Wilson escape again.
No, Red Rider. Me not know him, Weary Wilson.
Red, put that gun away.
I'm not going to shoot him, Duchess. Just going to throw a few shots over his
head
to stop him.
Red, please don't.
All right, Weary. Turn around now and head this way. We're just a little more than anxious to talk to you.
Red, look at him. You plumb near scared the life right out of him.
Shake it up, mister. We haven't got all day.
Hey, don't, Ray. Coach, so help me. All I done was come out here like you asked me. To take that job, that is. When I heard that shotgun go off and seen you come a-running, I got panicked and started to sneak off.
That there is a likely story.
It certainly is. And you might have gotten away with it, too, with Little Beaver stalling us the way he did.
Red Ryder may not even see him wearing Wilson.
Honest, Mr. Ryder, little Beaver's telling the truth.
He is telling the truth.
I'm sorry to say I don't believe it.
Me tell him truth. Me tell him you exactly what happened.
Finally.
Remember me asking you for money for Christmas?
Yeah.
Me wanted money to buy him presents for Timmy and Susie Lockhart. They'd be him orphans, and they'll get him Christmas presents.
Well, for gosh sakes, why didn't you say so?
Yeah, and what's that got to do with this, anyhow?
Me know you put them presents in barn, so me bring them Timmy and Susie here to give them some of my presents.
Give them your presents?
You betcha. Learn them in Sunday school, much better give them than to get them.
Well, little Beaver, I don't know just what to say to beg your pardon in this, except that... Now, wait a minute. That doesn't explain Weary and his actions.
And I guess nobody can explain but me, Red. You see, I'm all alone in this world, and that, well, that kind of made me understand these here two Lockhart young'uns and feel sorry for them. And I decided I'd give Timmy and Susie a good Christmas, even if it was just for this one year.
So you tried to hold up the freight wagon?
Well, ma'am, I ain't saying I didn't. But all I was going to take was a present apiece for the two of them, honest, so help me.
Then why'd you come out here today?
Because I got to thinking it over, and I decided to go to work. Maybe if I saved enough money to adopt these two kids. You see, since three of us is all alone, I reckoned it might be nicer if we each had at least somebody.
Dad, blame it, Red. Well, what are we all standing out here for? Let's get inside and act like human beings ourselves. Let's make this one a real Christmas.
Duchess, from now on, Susie.
Yes, ma'am, that same goes for me. You're real people, all of you.
We are. How about you, and especially little Beaver? You two really showed us what Christmas should mean.
Christmas mean them only one thing. Everybody be them brothers. Nobody fight them with brothers. Just love them, and that make them good world.
Yeah, that there goes for me, too.
Huh. Not too sure anybody loves you, you fossil-faced,
fat-sided face. Not even if I play my mouth out and bring a harmonica for you, Duchess. Don't say I can play a nice little Christmas carol I learned myself this morning.
Hey, Christmas carol, that's great. Go ahead, you start it, Buckskin. We'll all sing it along with you while we wish everybody everywhere all the joy and contentment the good Lord meant for us to have. Go on, give us the note. The special Christmas program was sponsored by the Bakers of Langendorf Bread, America's finest. The Bakers of Langendorf Bread, your announcer Art Gilmore, and the entire Red Ryder cast wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
A Merry Christmas to all of you, and...
A Happy New Year! Everyone!
This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
KHJ and KHJ-FM, the Don Lee stations, Los Angeles.